Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you see this story yesterday? Houston ISD has suspended non-district sub-varsity athletic events. So if you're playing JV, whatever, volleyball, basketball, whatever, you are non-district. You're out. You can only play district games now. I guess that's the deal. Which, play your district. Well, I mean, I don't understand. Are in your district, are you testing better? Are you not? Is not?
Maybe those are considered the essential games. They count towards something?
Yeah, I guess. I guess, but it's not like you're putting your players at more risk by playing a team outside your district.
Do you know there are now kiosks with testing? Like, what? I was at a Kroger, and it said, oh, it had a sign that said, there's a kiosk for your, I think it means you can test, and then you throw it in the thing, and then they'll come and collect it and give your results. I think you can do your own self-testing right there at the gas station of the Kroger.
Really?
At least the one at San Felipe and
remember when there weren't Boss. Any tests and everybody was, there's no tests.
If we could just get testing, now we can do it at a gas station?
At a kiosk in the mall? Do they come up like the perfume people and start sticking it in your nose as you're walking by?
No! The sample and it's a COVID test?
Or no, they're Rapid trying to test? Stick the swab in your nose.
No, I don't want to do that.
No. Hey, stop doing that.
Can I ask you a question? No, you can't ask me a question.
No, I don't want to talk to you.
They always try to get me with the can I ask you a question. I don't want your Israeli sea salt. I already know this racket.
Yeah.
You've been running it for a decade here in the mall.
Anyway, so that happened. I guess my buddy of mine yesterday told me, it was Yanni. His daughter was playing basketball. She's like 10. A girls' basketball game, they could only two people from the family could go. So he was like,
Was that specifically a rule for Yanni's family that he doesn't know?
I think Yanni made it up.
That could just be
I think Yanni made that up so he could go watch the national championship.
Sorry. Can't watch you play.
Oh, Izzy, Jenny, you guys are going to have to go. I'll give it up my spot. Go ahead. So you watch the game last night. Anyway, so crazy stuff going on. Nothing crazier than Kyrie Irving, really. Nothing really crazier than Kyrie Irving. To me, that's the craziest thing. I read Springer wants 175. Explain to me why you don't pay him. 575? It seems like a bit much.
He'd be 30, what, 6, 7 at the end of
fine,
the deal?
But is it 5-150 isn't enough? That's 30 a year. I mean, that's pretty good, George. I don't know. It seems like that would seem to be like enough. I don't, and especially now, look at nobody's signing. Nobody. All of the big, no one's giving out big money, and yet you're saying, I'm not doing it. I won't play for $30 million a year.
Let's give George the most we possibly can.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it is. You're disrespecting him.
Yeah, for all he's done
for
us.
Latrell Sprewell got disrespected.
Well, some things you just don't say to Latrell. PJ learned.
No. Remember when he turned down that huge contract and then got $1 million a year? He turned down like 17 a year.
Was it a player option or something? Or a team? I forgot what he did. But yeah, he made a mistake.
He made a huge mistake. Like Buster Douglas turning on the big deal after the Mike Tyson went, no, I'm going to go on my own and try fight by fight. How'd that work out? Take the big money when you can, George Springer. Take 150. It'll be fine.
No, take the Astros offer.
Well, there's no Astros.
Hometown discount. Listen, this is not his hometown. $100 million is fine.
For who? You?
20. I'm offering 5 at 20, and I think that's fair.
You're not offering anything.
Are you able to? I know you can negotiate for Al Davis. Are you able to negotiate for Jim Crane too?
Oh, I think Jim Crane would be fine with that offer from me.
You do?
Actually, that's not.
Does he?
Actually, what he said's not bad.
You are negotiating for Jim Crane.
Jim Crane
through
would
the media?
Be fine with my offer. Yes. Michael Brantley, 2 at 28. You're welcome. Would Jim Crane be okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. What's the problem then? Let's get it going. Well, come on, Brantley.
Well, 2 at 28. Yeah, when he's asking for 35, I don't know.
He's not asking for that much.
That's what somebody just said. 175 million.
No. I said for Brantley.
Oh, for Brantley, 2 at 28. That'd be great.
2 at 28. 14 million a year.
Yeah,
that's actually a reasonable contract.
Yeah,
for both sides.
He just did 2 32.
So yeah. You want him to take a pay cut?
Brantley's taking a pay cut this year.
Yeah, he's hometown discount. Yeah. He didn't have a good year last year.
That's not
He's
true.
From Houston.
He's not.
He had a terrible year last
that's
year.
That's not the case.
He's from Houston.
That once
it's his
again,
hometown.
I just told you that's not true.
You know, we'll give you a chance to make a little more money before you go out. Honestly, Michael Brantley to me has the most value. I would be willing to overpay Brantley for a short-term deal if I'm an NFL. If I'm a baseball team, I'd be like, less than $16 million. I'm paying Brantley 2 years, $18 million because I know he's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to rake for me.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
What kind of value is there in a guy who always hits? Like, he's not going to stop hitting this year. Michael Brantley, to me, has tremendous value because you know exactly what you get.
Yeah, 33 years old. He's nice. He's got plenty left.
He's got plenty left. I don't know what this deal is. Well, Michael Brantley's going to have to take a pay cut because of the year he had. Michael Brantley was a baller last year.
Yeah.
He's been a baller 2 straight years.
He's taking a pay cut, dude.
But why?
He
hits.
Yeah.
I don't explain this concept. And he's not a long-term guy. He's a short-term guy. You could afford to pay him more for a shorter term. I think baseball is kind of, they're still kind of screwed up with the way they do things.
Really?
Like, honestly.
Baseball screwed up? Really?
Yeah, you give him a higher deal because
sport
it's shorter.
Ever. Yeah. Okay. John says pro sports revenues are way down. The price for players is in question. Yes, and plus, well, you know, you could get your revenues back up this year. Baseball doesn't have a huge television contract like football and basketball, but. And they depend on people being in the stands. So you don't know what it's going to be.
I tell you who's in a lot
if
of trouble.
If they are in the stands this year, then you can pay players.
Basketball's in a lot
but here's
of trouble.
But here's another thing, too, is are people coming back?
Yeah.
I mean.
We don't know yet.
We don't know. I'm convinced. I know.
They came back to restaurants.
No. And in Tuscaloosa last night, apparently they came back just to jump all over
They've
each other.
They've all been vaccinated. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. No, everybody's been vaccinated.
Yeah, everybody. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's
Nick
good.
Nick Saban got that done. They're all fine.
No. I'm telling you, I know a lot of people that are like, I ain't going. I'm not sitting near people. I'm not going anywhere near people for quite some time. I think it's going to change a lot.
When
of
I get the vaccine, I'm good.
You're going to get everything back to normal?
No, for me personally, I trust it. And I'm going to go into places and say, take your face diapers off. I'm going to scream at people in.
Face diapers.
Maybe start licking people.
At the Sonic, I'm going to scream at the girls or the guys who are bringing the stuff out, the trays. And I'm just going to scream at them.
Hey, you P-word.
Yeah.
Take your face
no,
diaper
like, seriously,
off.
Seriously, I'm going to feel – I've kept up with the science of everything and the messenger RNA of Moderna, which is out right now, and the Pfizer – I'm fine with it. When I get the COVID booster, the first and second shots, I'm gonna feel totally comfortable.
I'm gonna wait a while till everybody gets sick and then they find out that this vaccine isn't that good or whatever. Then I'm gonna get mine.
That's a lot of people say that. Yeah. I'm gonna be like,
you never get the first,
cool, bro.
You never get the first version of anything because it's gonna be new and improved.
When you get sick again with the vid, and I'm out there dabbing on you, don't feel bad. It's not personal, but it's personal. And I'm like going, bang, 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 just hitting so many dabs all over you while you're sick and I've got a vaccine.
When you do the dab, sometimes I think to myself, I wish you still had COVID.
Cool. You've still got one coming up for you.
I don't. Okay.
We couldn't see the dab before.
Yeah.
That was better.
Yeah. Like, I wish you would dab at home.
Remember when my arm wouldn't let me properly dab, but now it's like, uh-oh, total dabbing. Did you guys happen to, when we come back, there was more show-on-show violence. I mean, there was more radio host violence here.
Ooh.
At 97.5.
Ooh. Ooh, I want to hear it.
Well, we've got a cut.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it when we come back?
When we come back, right here on ESPN.
No one gets called a B word.
No, that's a shame. How about the solution that is TGS?
TGS has a solution for you. If your problem is that you don't, maybe you're happy with your homeowner's insurance. You've never had to file a claim. And yet, if you go back and look at what you're charged now and what you were charged 10 years ago, you go, well, I've been with a company and I can understand that because there was a hurricane and we've had floods. And, you know, my prices are supposed to go up. I'm sorry. Have you shopped your homeowner's insurance? Have you shopped A-rated homeowner's insurance companies? Did you know homeowner's insurance companies will raise your rates, and then you shop them, you get a better rate, and guess what? That same company will have a magically better rate in a year or two for you. Imagine how that works. And this is the thing. TGS can get you A-rated homeowner's insurance, and the average savings is $900 annually. $900 annually is your savings with TGS Insurance. How do you go about it? Easy. You take your phone out and you text the word money to 232323. Within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote on homeowners insurance. And this is your opportunity to get great coverage, but get it at a reasonable rate so that you put more of your money back in your pocket. The financial world, you know, everything's been hit hard since COVID. You need a place to find some money and get a win, frankly. And this is your chance to get that win and still keep great homeowners insurance with TGSinsurance.com.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So there was show-on-show violence, or there was anchor host-on-host violence?
Host-on-host, host-on-producer. I call it host on host. I think some of the producers, like Nick, like Dell, is kind of hosty. Well, there's an anti-host element to him. But
how am I? What?
There's a very anti-host element to
I'm
you.
I'm not anti-host.
Well, just
I'm anti you.
Pretty much.
There's a difference.
That's enough. And then
he's anti me. He's been anti me forever. Welcome to the show.
That's understood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but he probably loves Sean.
Sean who?
Sean.
Salisbury.
Yeah. No, he loves Sean.
Love is strong. I didn't dislike
you
Sean.
You liked his jokes?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Anti-host.
I'm not anti-Joel.
So then, no, you're not anti-Joel. Then you have Nick, who comes in and hosts shows.
Yeah.
He hosts shows. So he's I consider him producer slash host.
Right.
He is.
Del is. He's got his name on the show.
Yeah, he's a guy that can play. He's like a straw. Can play multiple positions, like Spires used to be, like Marwin used to be. So anyway, yesterday, Charlie and Joel were talking about, they got into it about, you remember we briefly mentioned this, the Ravens stomping on after the interception, they stomped on the logo of the Titans, and they got a 15-yard penalty. Pretty stupid. You don't want to, like, you know, you don't want that to come back and haunt you.
How much time was left in the game?
Well, there was less than 2 minutes, but, you know.
The Ravens still needed a first down to seal the deal.
To end the game?
Yes.
It was close to the end, and the Ravens clearly thought it was in. I thought it was the end of the game, but it was not technically the end of the game.
That was after the interception?
Yes.
Yes, by Marcus Peters.
Yeah,
and they all went over and, you know, stomped on it. And so 15-yard penalty, which you knew you were going to get. So Joel and Charlie started talking about if this is a big deal or not. You know, like how big a deal it was. Charlie was incensed. So at first it starts off as Joel and Charlie, and then Nick gets involved. This has got a little, there's a little heat in this one. Let's listen to this one from the press box.
Okay. Know which direction it is. Players have a feel for that when they're on a court, on a field, and they knew that. It's not the end of the world. Now, if it didn't work their way and they ended up losing, look, guess what? We would have something to talk about. But I don't think it's incredibly stupid that they
did
that.
It was incredibly stupid.
I could not disagree more.
That's okay.
That's fine. That's what we're here for. But, I mean, I think everybody's entitled to their opinion, too. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, I get it. I see your point to save it till the end of the game after the game was over with. But basically, for all intents and purposes, it was over.
Over for all intents and purposes.
Yes,
a minute
was.
50
because
to go,
you know,
with
what,
three
Charlie,
timeouts?
Even so what? Big freaking deal.
You get the ball back with a minute and a half to go?
And you're going to tell me that their offense looked like it was capable of going all the way down the field the way the Ravens' defense had been playing?
There's
the
a difference between likely and requiring a miracle. If you're getting the ball back with 15 seconds to go, all right, then I'll grant it, salted away. But the teams can't possibly go 80 yards.
Didn't say
in a minute
they can't
and a half,
possibly.
But it's not
but
a million to one shot.
I'm still fine with it. I'm still
it
fine
was
with
punk
it because
behavior.
Of the way it went down. That's fine, but guess what? The first punk behavior was provided by Tennessee. They started it. Ravens finished it.
So two
scored.
Wrongs make a right.
No, I'm not
you're talking
that
a bunch
either.
A bunch of 25, 30-year-olds who are very competitive in a very intense game. It's not like it's some regular season game. It's a playoff
Even
game.
Even more reason to not They're jerk fake. Around and potentially
Dude, you know how hard it is.
Leave
you
the
know
door
how hard
ajar.
It is to hide your emotions in a game like that, in a playoff game like that?
In
it's
that
very
form
difficult.
Or fashion, not very difficult
it is
if
difficult.
You have your wits about you.
Dude, the tense, the stress that comes along with being in a playoff game is unbelievable.
Boo-hoo.
It's unbelievable with the pressure of being able to, wanting to win, needing to win. And look at what's it called? The quarterback of the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, after the game. You felt that in that interview that he had a bunch of stress just relieved from his shoulders. That's what he felt like when he was talking in that interview. It's a big playoff game. It's an intense game. If you're going to look for things to criticize, look for something a little bit bigger than that.
That's a significantly stupid
it's
act of behavior.
It's not significant in any way, shape, or form.
Well, it's a good thing you don't coach a team because it wouldn't be coached.
You don't either, bud. I'm just telling you. I mean, you're not coaching a team. And how do you know what it feels like to be on the playoff field? You don't either.
Do you?
No, but you're the one that's talking about I can't coach a team.
I'm talking about the action.
Okay, you've never coached a
you
team
left
in your life.
The door open
you don't know
for
anything that
team.
We don't know. So don't sit there and say stuff like that. I mean, don't sit there and act like that. I mean, it was a big playoff game. There was a lot of it. There was a lot of pressure
so
for a lot of people.
So we see that type of behavior all the time. When the,
no,
when
I'm not saying all the time.
The game is not determined. You do not do anything in terms of behavior that could possibly give the other team an opportunity.
You're acting
to
like
win
this happens
game.
Every day. It doesn't.
Exactly.
It doesn't.
And there
it
are
doesn't.
Reasons it doesn't happen every day because it was dumb
because
behavior.
Because moments like that doesn't happen every day. That's
teams
why.
Teams winning playoff games happen repeatedly every
Oh,
year.
Every day. Yeah,
that it was
every
a
day,
rivalry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what happens every day. People win playoff games.
Rivalry game? Yeah, it happened 6 times in the last 2 days, Nick.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's something. You choose to be riled up about something like that. I choose not to.
Not riled up. I'm just pointing out the conversation led to riled up. It was incontrovertibly
I think where
dumb
we started
to
with
do
this,
that
though?
When they did.
Oh. I thought they would be words
yeah, nobody said
tossed at each other.
You're a bleeping bitch or anything.
No, I told you, you're not going to get that.
That wasn't.
I told you you're not going to get that.
Unfortunate.
That's respectful.
What?
That's relatively respectful.
Do the show.
You did hear Nick get a little fired up. You've never coached before. You never coached either, bud.
Bud is disrespectful.
Bud is a little.
Don't call me
you're
bud.
You're either, bud.
It's disrespectful in that tone.
I liked it. That was a little fire. Charlie didn't back down. Nick didn't back down. And Joel's just sitting there
I
like,
didn't think
Joel's
it was
at home.
Close to Patrick
it
Crane.
It wasn't even close.
I never said it was Patrick Crane.
I know, but that's, to me, I get all excited if it's going to be
no,
somebody.
No, that's
embarrassing.
We don't want that on the station.
It wasn't creepy like
okay,
Fred and AJ.
You should not want that on the station. What happened? That doesn't mean that you don't want it on the station.
No, but I don't know.
It's unfortunate that.
Fun.
It's unfortunate no one got called a name.
No, not one B word.
That was a good back and forth where it got a little heated.
Well, yeah,
Nick like
got
like
a little
if Nick,
personal in the you like never if, coached before either, bud.
Like if Nick was like, "All right, there, little fella."
What he's basically Whoa, saying is, oh, Charlie,
like, that's disrespectful. Now, that would be
wow.
disrespectful.
The fact that you,
I wouldn't do it.
You're the only one to be in disrespectful.
No, I
now.
Wouldn't do it. But if Nick did it, that's disrespectful. Like, he only
you're putting words in Nick's mouth.
That's what I'm saying. If he had said it.
I want the little fella stricken from the record.
Why? I'm just telling you, there's a level of disrespect. Bud is kind of disrespectful. If he had been, all right there, little fella, even more disrespectful.
All right, let's break this down for one.
But he didn't do it.
All right there, little fella.
You know how disrespectful.
Your Honor, I ask that you continue to strike these words from the record.
Why?
So, this is what was funny to me is Nick should have just come right out and said, you're just easily outraged by stuff about, he goes, I was expecting him to bring up the Randy Moss thing. Like, that's the litmus test. Have you noticed that a lot of people didn't like it back in the day? They didn't freak out like Buck did. But now, 10 years later, when people look at it, they're like, oh my God, can you remember when Randy fake mooned?
Yeah,
the crowd and Joe Buck lost his mind.
That's
a despicable act.
I'll tell you what was dumber. So Baltimore got the ball at their own 38-yard line, which is not egregious. That is, it actually wouldn't have been. If they still punted the ball, they would have still pinned it back within their own 20. The dumbest thing was Lamar Jackson throwing a pass on first down.
Well, why was that called?
That's so dumb. You stopped the clock, and Titans didn't have any timeouts.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, if you got to do that on third down, okay, to try to get that first down, I get it. But on first down, I guess they're not expecting it because it's too dumb to do.
No one thinks you're dumb
no one thinks
to do
you're
it.
That dumb to well, do that.
Cincinnati was dumb enough to do it in their game against Georgia. So apparently, people are doing dumb things.
It's amazing how many geniuses are out there who just can't play the book. This is simple blackjack. Play the book. Hand off. Either take a knee or hand off. Sometimes you can just take a knee.
Well, if you've got Lamar Jackson, you run for 33 yards on the next play. So
yeah, but you don't pass.
No, you don't pass.
Play the clock. Play the book. Run the ball. Eat up timeouts, okay, and then go home.
Yeah.
Don't do something stupid like kill a playoff.
Tennessee had three timeouts. Never
mind. So I guess they figured if we run the ball, they're just going to stop us three times and get the ball back.
But even still, you run the clock.
Exactly. And they have to score a touchdown, not even a field goal. So it was dumb. And they
eat up their time. And with the zone read, with the misdirection, with the option of offense, you're going to have a decent chance. If you have three plays to get 10 yards, you just have to average a little over 3 yards a game.
That big a deal? No, I don't like when guys hurt their own teams. The game wasn't over.
It was the entire team, though.
It wasn't smart. It's not something to go.
The whole defense ran over there.
For me personally, it's not something to go on and on about, but it did show a lack of discipline at that time. But what Nick said is right. The emotions that run so high in situations like that, that is not unusual for guys to act in the heat of the moment and do something that catches a taunting penalty. It's just, you know, it's not that unusual. So whatever. I mean, it was worth a talk, but I didn't think it was worth getting too fired up over. I guess Charlie did on the show, and that's why Nick. Now, you didn't think much of that argument. But let's see. We've got first time I ever heard Palillo get heated.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an Egyptian is mad. That's Childish Altuve, so he doesn't count. And I just think that I like it. I like when there's a little bit of spice sometimes.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think I didn't think it was.
Yeah, it was Chipotle mayo enough. Spice. It was it wasn't spice. It was Chipotle mayo.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not fine. I've told you. It's not fine.
I'm looking for Miko's spice. Calling each other names
I'm looking for Miko's spice.
As long as it's another show, I don't care.
I mean, even on this show. I mean, we don't really get upset, though.
No, nobody. I mean, it's too hard to rile you.
Nick got
try to bring up how you got fired.
If you want to talk about disrespectful, did y'all not hear Nick with Josh? Did y'all not hear Nick with Josh? Nick
has been that.
That was a little.
Now that was awesome.
You suck at life,
I
believe.
You suck at life, bro. Like, whoa, hold on. This is not a bit for sure now.
Intern.
And guess what? They're good now.
He called him an intern.
Yeah, he called him an intern. It got ugly, but they're actually really good now.
Yeah.
Like, they are actually good. Nick takes part in it. He said, no, we're in great
Nick,
shape.
Nick
gets a little fired up.
He gets fired up. There was one show, I forget, it was like not much of a thing, and Nick was like, I was like, Nick.
Sometimes Nick comes in early. I need to see if I get Nick on the show.
Yeah.
See if he can scream at John. Is he here right now?
Yeah. Well, he's
I'll call
about
him
that
an
time.
Egyptian something. Is there any slur?
I would ask that you not do that.
Is there any slur?
For your own benefit, don't call him a slur.
Yeah. You know what, John? Just fish around for him. Just openly,
I'll work on something.
Outwardly think out loud. You
want
a
workshop?
Slurs
you want a workshop on the air? Some
pyramid
slurs?
Pyramid head or something?
Oh, see, we there can, we are. Oh, see, I thought he wouldn't see. Why?
He thought that
I don't
was
know,
a,
something.
I wouldn't take any chances.
No. Is it break time?
It is. 9:20.
Hey, let me tell you about it. If you want to build a website.
A little jab.
Or a pyramid.
If you want to build a website of your pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. That's illegal, too. No mid-level marketing here. Mid-level marketing is not illegal. But anyway, SiteJab is the company. They're a local web design company. And they've been in business for over two decades. So they've seen it all. They've seen every, and they've been part of every type of web design that you can imagine. But things have really, really changed, especially over the last 5 years, like with anything. Technology has really sped things up, and they've really increased the services of what they offer. I'll give you an example. Yes, they will handle your web design. They will do it with the best user interface possible, the best way to keep people on your site. Because that's a big part of it is studying the algorithms and the trends and making sure that people go to your site and stay on your site. But here's some other things they do. Business consulting, lead generation, branding and identity, social media management, professional video production. If you have interest in growing your business, these are all areas of concern for you. Make sure that you contact my friends over at SiteJab because they can actually take care of the entire spectrum, the entire suite of products. 713-999-4661. That's 713-999-4661. You can schedule your consultation right there at the very front page of their website at SiteJab.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Has your excitement been completely robbed from the Texans rebuild, the reboot, I should say?
No. No.
It hasn't?
Nope. Uh-uh.
GM head coach search. You.
I'm okay with Caserio. I am.
Okay, you're okay. Are you head coach reboot? You know, when I hear names like Leslie Frazier, really, it's just all the coaches we've heard: Marvin Lewis, Jim Caldwell, Leslie Frazier.
I think this is all smoke right now. I think it's all smoke.
They're all.
I think we're waiting for somebody that's still coaching.
But this is a natural bias to not want somebody who's been a head coach with someone else, right? Because you just look at it as like, it's a reboot. It's a reboot.
I honestly think everyone
wants the hot new person coming up.
As a matter of fact, Robert Saleh has got a second interview today with the Jets. He's flying in. They fly him in again.
I'm going to tell you what now. Peterson to the Jets is a very real possibility because of his connection, Doug Peterson's connection with Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas's job is going to be on the line starting next year. The general manager for the Colts.
See, but I like this though. You interviewed you talked to the guy, you found out about the guy, you like the guy, you bring him back in. He might not be the choice. Robert Saleh might not be the choice, but you liked him and you want to hear more from him.
Do your due diligence.
As opposed to not even talking to them. As opposed to I just heard that Bieniemy doesn't interview well. Oh, let's not interview him then. What? I mean, to me that's so dumb. It is so dumb.
What was your favorite part of the Saleh to the Texans interview?
Nothing. He didn't interview because they're too stupid.
Well, what about Bieniemy's interview?
You know the answer. Dumb. So, but I do believe now that
coordinators
that Caserio is here. I'm a little afraid that it is going to be more Patriots stuff, but I do believe, and I think they hear this though. I do. I know Cal heard it because he said in his when he was reading He said, "We are not the Patriots."
Listen, they don't hear us, but they do read. They do read Adam Schefter's comments about Patriots South. Like the national stuff hits them. The local stuff, they don't. They're in a bubble. They don't care what I say, John says, anybody. If it's not on 610, they don't care. They
I'm sure they only listen to 610 because it's their station.
Yeah, they own.
I'm sure. They get to own the narrative there. So that's what they hear. That's what they want to hear. That's fine. I don't care. They're not listening to us anyway. They don't give a rat's ass what we say. But I'm okay. I'm not. Are you down? Are you totally like this? It's
a little excitement
is
gone. Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's when I hear rehat. Some of it is I know the process was kind of screwed up.
Yeah.
No, circumvented.
Oh, really? They screwed up. Texans screwed up a process. Wow.
Well, but it involved Jack Easterby. That bothers me personally. And then the idea
that
you've
got. I think he's going to be neutered, though. I do.
That you've got rehashed former coaches, just not that exciting to me.
I don't think one of those is going to be I think that's all smoke.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so. You didn't even interview a couple of, coordinators from successful teams in Bieniemy and Sala. Kind of. I love that Joe Brady got interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's. Matt Rhule says a lot of great things about him. I trust him. I trust that he's a great football mind. I don't know if he's a good. I don't know if he's a leader of men yet. He's very young. You just, that's the X factor.
But
you never
I like
know.
The young guys out there now. I mean, yeah.
I like his chance to grow.
How about LaFleur when he got there? Oh, Aaron Rodgers doesn't get on. Look at him again.
Kyle Shanahan. I think those young guys really do.
I'm talking about McVay and LaFleur.
Well, but I think they do okay with quarterbacks, and that's why Joe Brady makes me believe. I think Deshaun would really love working with Joe Brady.
If I'm Deshaun, I would say, I love what you did with Joe Burrow. I love what you did.
Yeah, Deshaun watches college football.
Yes,
he knows.
Yes. I mean, everybody in the NFL should know who Joe Brady is.
Well, and Joe Burrow, what he was able to do is simplify a system where he found individual reads that Joe Burrow got to lock onto certain reads where, now Joe could scan the whole field. He's very sharp. But he also understood there were certain times where he could really simplify how LSU was going to attack the defense. And they waited for you to make the mistake, and Joe Burrow capitalized on it. I think that would be great for Deshaun Watson. I think that kind of offense would be fantastic for Deshaun Watson. The better you are at keeping colleges inside a college offense, I think moving forward is the best way you have a chance to win. Because college quarterbacks are not going to think the same. They're not going to process the same. They're behind mentally. Way more so than they used to be. Even though they play more football, they don't grasp the concepts. Pat Mahomes had to basically start from scratch, but they said he was brilliant at concepts and picking it up very, very quickly. But the whole thing is, I think playing college-style offense can win in the NFL.
Yeah.
We're seeing that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So why not coach
I would
it like
be
that?
More excited if they did, if they got a young if they got a Joe Brady. To me, well, Joe Brady, obviously, because of the LSU tie. But to me, I really like Sean McVay walked in. Look what he did. LaFleur walked in. I saw that. I was like, the Packers aren't very good.
Yeah,
and then
I can't
they go to the NFC
seeing.
Championship game. I mean, but listen, I'm on a heater. I have been dead wrong every single game.
Oh, you're on a heater like
yes.
the other way?
Yes. I mean, if I say it's going, it was Alabama over. I had Ohio State under. So I'm red smoking hot right now.
Well, that's
and
ice
I missed
cold.
Every game this week, NFL game this weekend.
But that's considered ice cold. You can still be equally. No.
But if you go oppo me, you're going to win.
Well,
a
they're
lot of money.
They're red hot.
Yes, they're.
Yeah, you're ice cold. Yeah. You're not smoking hot. You're a cooler. You're cooling these
not
games
really,
off.
Not if you listen to me and go the other way.
Who do you like this weekend? Have you looked at this?
I haven't, but
who do you like?
Don't worry. We got
Sheffield United or Newcastle.
He doesn't know what that is.
Newcastle in this one. Huh?
I say you don't know what that is.
Yes, I do.
He likes Newcastle.
What?
It's rugby or something.
See, told you he doesn't know what that is.
Same thing. No one cares about it.
I don't know. My excitement's been stolen a little bit. They've stolen my joy a little bit.
Have they? Not me. Not me. I was really excited when they were looking at Ozzie Newsome. And they, that kind of talk didn't really happen, or it was just.
See, Anthony Lynn would have me.
It was just smoke.
A former coach that would have me excited is Anthony Lynn. I, I think Anthony Lynn, and they've talked about wanting to have some fire and some personality from the coach. Anthony Lynn is your guy.
Yeah.
Anthony Lynn is your guy.
Do Leslie Frazier and fit? Does he fit that mold?
No.
As the extrovert that Kyle's talking about?
Leslie Frazier is not.
But he's not that extrovert that Kyle's talking about.
Jim Caldwell, not the extrovert. Marvin Lewis, a little bit, yeah. I actually kind of like Marvin Lewis.
That's
because he has Bengal stink.
That's not, that wouldn't be exciting.
You think there's a Bengal stench on him?
Yeah. No. I mean, you.
Even though he made playoffs.
They made the playoffs.
And he had the cheapest personnel department.
So you want to.
Not great ownership.
You want to get the guy that you beat all the time?
Like, maybe you forgot about Marvin's Super Bowl from 2000.
What?
It's 21 years ago, but still. Defense coordinator of the Ravens defense?
I don't know.
The architect of the Ravens defense?
Yeah, that's great. I mean.
Would you like somebody to actually get the defense
Kerry
right?
Collins.
Would you like somebody to get the defense right?
I mean, what?
No, I'd say that whole defense. I'd say Ravens defense was pretty good.
No, they were really good. I don't know. Marvin Lewis would be I would be where you are now. I would be like, okay, they screwed this all up. They screwed the pooch again.
If it was Marvin Lewis?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, that's a retread.
Anthony Lynn to me is not a retread yet.
No. I don't think Anthony Lynn got a fair shot there. Anthony played some good football.
I think it was tough for him. There's a belief, Bucky Brooks believes that the growth, see if you buy into this at all. Bucky Brooks believes that the growth of Justin Herbert so quickly ended up forcing Anthony Lynn out. And here's what his thought was. Because you would think, well, wait, wouldn't that play in his favor? His thought was, if you're not 100% on board with Anthony Lynn, but you see Justin Herbert may be way better than you expected, then you may want to get Lynn out of there as quickly as you can so you can get the right offensive head coach and offensive mind into the building quickly to start developing because you think you can win faster. Like, if you don't believe in Anthony Lynn, then you might as well cut cord now because you actually have something in your quarterback that's better than you expected, so you might as well move faster.
But
that's what Bucky thinks. It didn't make sense to me, but I don't know, maybe.
But Steichen, is it Steichen? Steichen? Shane Steichen?
Uh-huh.
He was really good. So you get an offensive mind and you get the guy out of there that got Justin Herbert to play well?
Well, their idea is, well, I don't know if he got Justin Herbert to play well.
Well, he did a pretty good job with him.
Yeah.
I mean, if everybody else is going to get credit for their quarterbacks, why isn't he?
Well, the idea that Bucky, look, this is Bucky's thing.
Yeah.
And he lives in California, but Bucky's thing is he thinks that they want to say, let's get the right guy to lead the Chargers. We could be on path faster than we thought.
Okay.
Because they did lose a lot of close games, but I'm kind of with you. Like, the fact that you're in all those close games.
You were actually on the,
there must be something
with
behind
a rookie
it.
Quarterback you were
the
in.
The Chargers fans were not happy with Anthony Lynn, but.
Those four people?
Well, most fans aren't.
They were clamoring.
When are fans happy with their own head coach?
Those tens of people were clamoring for him. To be rid of them? When they start showing up at games, then I'll listen to them. They don't.
Well, it's COVID. They can't.
No. They didn't the year before when there was no COVID. Remember before COVID?
You know who's interviewing with the Chargers? Here are the names that are going to interview. I think they're going to interview. I know that Brian Daboll, Matt Eberflus are expected to get a look. They say Eberflus' stock is slightly down. Brian Daboll is a potential head coaching candidate over there. That one makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The guy whose name I've been hearing a lot is Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley is a guy who is getting some love. And
there was a lot of talk about him on Twitter this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of love. And then Arthur Smith also. Arthur Smith is a guy who's, you know, the names of the guy, Daboll and Arthur Smith are the two guys still in it that are the biggest, probably the biggest names. And I guess Bieniemy, but Bieniemy is interviewing all over the place.
Interviewing everybody.
I don't think he's getting a job.
Pick it back up on the other side. No, if he doesn't interview well, dude. And he's not, if he, again, there's a lot more to it than just being a good coach. All right, let's talk right now about being a good Craig DeCerf.
Well, there's a lot more things about being a good coach. That's right. It's also being a good manager of people. And that's what Craig DeCerf is over Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. And I say that because the difference between dealerships, look, they have the same. If you go to a GMC, there's going to be the same types of cars, right? And a Buick dealership, same types of cars. A Chevy dealership, same types of cars. All right. So right now, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, they've got those vehicles, those models. The real difference is you can find the dealer cashback allowances. What separates my friends in Angleton is that it's the customer-friendly approach and the customer-first approach. You handle the car buying experience. They're not going to hustle you. They're not going to hassle you. If there's something that you want, they will make sure and get that for that particular vehicle. Trade-in value, they're going to go deeper than just about anyone else will. They will never be oversold, if the word is right, for trade-in value for your vehicle. And they will find you every possible bonus you can possibly imagine so that you get the best price on the car. And then their service center is second to none. Winner of the customer service index year after year after year. They're located at Angleton. That drive, the few extra miles, could mean a few extra $1,000 off of your purchase. LanceZCars.com. Check them out right now for the entire inventory in stock. LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 947 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We've been talking a lot about the coaches and whatnot, what's going on right now. Doug Peterson out there. You'd think he's going to the Jets, but Robert Saleh with a second interview today, so that may change things up over there with the Jets. So much stuff going on. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if Saleh doesn't get that job, that the Texans actually interview him? They heard that he didn't interview? What? And it can't be – this whole thing can't be dumber to me.
Do your job.
That you just – yeah.
Put the work in. Find out for yourself. Maybe you see something differently than other people.
And placate your quarterback. If only to just say, oh, we did. We tried, Deshaun. If only to just say and tell the fan base, yeah, well, those are the hottest guys, but they really don't fit us. That's fine. I mean, and that would have been fine.
This all smells of we'll hire Dable when he's eliminated.
Yep. That's what it smells of. I think he's
Leslie Frazier, the Cully dude from Baltimore.
Yeah.
It all smells like
Deshaun.
We're not going to actually interview guys who, you know, other people like a lot. Like, is his name Cully?
Cully.
Is he getting interviews other places at 65 years old?
No, first time I ever heard of him, let alone in a coaching search.
Is Leslie Frazier getting interviewed other places?
No.
What are we doing?
We can't tell Deshaun now. Look at. See?
Look.
With the hottest names in the coaching search.
Four African-Americans.
Cully, Leslie Frazier.
Well, three and a half-ish.
Who else?
Don't even ask him. Forget about it. Just keep going. We don't want people to catch on to what he just did.
Yeah. You did. Oh, yeah, because I didn't even catch on. I'm like three and a half.
You can tell by the haircut. About Cully. That's all. You guys thought he was white. He's not white. But don't allow John to derail. Yeah, they're interviewing guys who no one else really wants the head coach, despite John Harbaugh backing his boy. I believe he gave rave reviews to Cully. Just stop faking it.
It's all a farce. Just like the general manager.
Hold on. This guy's been with the Ravens and the Chiefs. That's pretty good.
He's 65.
So, hey, ageism.
Yeah. Is anybody else trying to interview that
guy? Tell it to
Dusty
Baker.
Dusty Baker had been a manager before.
Well, tell it to Mike D'Antoni. Tell it to Papa Romeo.
Had been managers, head coaches before. Cully at 65 is going to get a job as a head coach. The Texans are hot on the trail of a 65-year-old first-time head coach.
Okay.
He's passing game coordinator.
What if he's great?
Wouldn't that be great?
But just because he's old? Oh, that stinks of are some they go- kind
do you
of
believe,
ism.
Do you believe they're going to hire him?
No.
No.
I believe they're just saying, look, Deshaun,
But we're not the ones screaming that you would catch the biggest lawsuit. We're not the ones screaming his age out like you are.
He's 65, never been a head coach before, and from what we can tell, not being interviewed by other people, the Texans are innovators and can see that he's going to be a head coach, a great one, or are they doing things because it's best to interview him as opposed to actual head coaching candidates so they can hire Daboll when the time comes?
I mean, went through a list of, where's the African-Americans here? Oh, here's
who,
one.
Who are held in high regard.
Never heard of him. Let's get him.
Oh, guess where he's from.
Oh, you remember?
Guess where he was born.
I don't know if you ever heard of a little movie called Rocky, okay?
Guess where he was born.
Oh, you know what? Let's set him up with a guy, Rocky Balboa. Okay, he's no good. Oh, guess what? 7 movies later, champion.
But when did the Rocky stuff start? When he was in his 20s, not when he was 65?
Not when he had multiple facial.
Yeah, but guess what?
Facial fractures and
Burgess
surgeries.
Meredith, he was old, right?
What?
Finally got his title.
Hold on a second. He's born in Sparta,
Tennessee.
Yeah, so I like that. He was at Texas A&M.
What?
With R.C. Slocum, 91 through 93. Yep. Listen to this. This dude has been around. Austin Peay, Vanderbilt, Middle Tennessee State, Chattanooga. He spent a lot of time in Tennessee. He went to Vanderbilt. Southwest Louisiana quarterbacks coach.
Oh, one of the smart
kids. Whoa. 85 to 88. Southwest Louisiana quarterbacks coach. Was there somebody in there?
85 to 88. That's when I was there.
I know.
Don't remember him. And I was their color commentator.
Texas A&M.
He was their quarterback coach for Brian Mitchell?
Yeah.
What?
Tampa Bay Bucks.
He's awesome.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Maybe I remember
him. Wait a minute. No, 96, 98. Steelers wide receiver coach. Eagles. He's never in one place more than like 2 years. He's an Eagles wide receiver coach. Eagles senior offensive assistant. Kansas City Chiefs, assistant head coach and wide receivers coach. Buffalo Bills. Why do people keep getting rid of him? Oh, no. 16 is when Andy Reid came in. He just keeps getting stuck with the wrong hires. Buffalo Bills, quarterback coach, 17-18. Then Dave
1917?
Ravens, wide receivers and assistant head coach.
He's old. I don't remember him at USL.
Certainly has the profile of a candidate for a head coaching job. Man, the Texans better get out of my face with this. Stop playing with me.
No, I think they're just, hey, Deshaun, look over here, Deshaun.
He's on vacation. He ain't paying attention.
No, but, you don't think that they're texting him the list of guys that they're interviewing?
And pictures.
And Deshaun was,
right.
Deshaun was like, who is this? I've never heard of him before.
Deshaun's like, he don't really look.
No. You know what that is? We got Lamar Jackson's coach.
Oh, you got Greg Roman?
Yeah, they're like, no, wide receiver coach, but still.
No.
Hollywood Brown and assistant head coach.
He was the wide receivers coach for RC.
We got Tyrod Taylor's old coach. Tyrod Taylor, remember when it was Tyrod Taylor with Buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
His coach.
No, not even. Wasn't Tyrod gone by then?
No, I don't think so. I think he actually was Tyrod.
When did Josh Allen start? Was he an 18 guy? That's when he started, or 17?
I think he was 16 to 18.
No, this is underrated mess. It's dead on. Dude, just pull a Bo Porter move. Just hire Bo Porter until you're ready to win. Then get rid of him.
Well, maybe.
That's what they did. That's what the Astros did.
Except the Astros didn't have a franchise-changing player on the roster at the time, did they?
Tyrod actually did play under Colley.
Why would Deshaun be okay with Tyrod's coach being so attractive? Why would that be so attractive? Tyrod Taylor's coach?
Excuse me.
What? What are you saying?
Because he was also...
What?
An ACC quarterback.
I see that. Okay.
I need to go through all the... Oh, Brian Mitchell. That's interesting.
Brian Mitchell. They should... Yeah.
There's a former quarterback he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did such a great job with Brian Mitchell. He had to transition to running back. Congratulations.
Still won a title.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Brian Mitchell in USL was awesome.
I'm joking.
And return specialist.
I'm joking about that. Look, we know... They're not a 65-year-old. Is that what we're... Is that what they're going to hire?
Do you think the next head coach will be a black head coach?
Did you ever see? Yes or no?
When did he get hired? Okay. Was he 65 at the time?
He was older.
A first-time head coach at 65?
No.
Dick Vermeil was not a first-time head coach. He's clearly not getting. Look, the Texans, we know what they're trying to do. Do you believe the next head coach will be black? Yes. No is minus 170.
I believe.
Is plus 130.
I believe the next head coach will be tied to Bob Lamont. So unless we're going by that.
It's one or the other.
Leslie Frazier, that's who they're hiring then? the Bobby.
No, it's one or the other. It could be both in Leslie Frazier. I don't think that's going to get Deshaun super excited. Supposedly Deshaun just wanted a chance to meet the potential candidates and get a vibe to see how he liked them.
Yep. Yep.
And look what he thinks they would mean for the locker room.
You think it's a lock that it's an African American?
No. I made the favorite, minus 170.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I still think Brian Daboll is a bigger favorite. I'd be willing to play African American plus 130, 100%. Because I think Deshaun being upset, I just think look at their actions recently. They said they're going to reset the coaching. They wanted to reset the coaching search now that Nick Caserio is in, which is actually something you should do.
Yeah,
I actually want that to be the case.
That they were interviewing without Nick Caserio, without the GM in place, to me was like, oh no, please don't screw this up. Please.
I think they believe
I'd rather you not have an opinion.
What are they trying to do? Fool Deshaun by saying, look.
Yes.
We gave consideration to these two six-year-old dudes. Yes. But you know what? We're going to go with our guy, Brian Daboll. Is that what they're trying to do?
Yes.
Well, I think they could actually do
that. That's exactly what they're going to do.
No, I think they could actually hire a black coach.
But Daboll's the favorite.
Then why? And I hate that they're – you know what? I hate that they would do that. I think it's condescending to get hired because you're black. Like, I would – Dale, wouldn't you consider that condescending or no? Ryan Poles told me he thinks that's – he finds it a little condescending this. If you get hired by a team and you're a minority candidate, the team – or specifically, I think, a black candidate, the team where you came from got a third-round pick. He goes, I get it. It is what it is. It's supposed to help. He said it's a little condescending that someone's telling me that there needs to be a sweetener for them to hire me. Mm-hmm. He goes, I don't really like
it. It speaks to where the NFL is, and at least even where the league – thinks of their owner is that you need to, and by the way, the third round pick goes to the team who gets the guy hired, not the team who hires him. It's supposed to promote, you know, development from within and giving guys positions where they can become head coaches.
The team that developed.
It speaks to what the league thinks of its teams, where the teams wouldn't just do it because a guy's qualified. Look, if we give you some incentive, then maybe you will, you know, help these guys and put them in positions where, you know, white guys don't have the same type of obstacles in their way. That ain't a great look.
No, the whole thing. It is condescending.
The league believes you have to give them something to get that done.
Right. When we come back, where the Aggies finish in the AP poll?
Is Lance going to stay for that, or is he leaving since he's Aggie Lance?
Aggie Lance.
I'll hear. Spoiler alert, second.
That's a lie.
No, they didn't finish second. We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.